Don't worry. It's not an inconvenience. No, not at all. It actually happens quite frequently. What we do here is a little overwhelming, and sometimes people who aren't expecting it or used to it, well, it overwhelms. How are you feeling now? You looked a little sick when your friends brought you in here. Yeah? Well, there's water there if you want to drink some. They said you'd only had 2 beers, so you're not drunk, but overwhelm is, like I said, normal. I gathered this was your first time in a place like this. We see it a lot. I've owned this club for a long time, and yeah, it happens. Are you okay? No, your friends are still out there enjoying the various activities. You're welcome to sit here for a little while longer if you want to. You're squirming. How come? Don't be embarrassed. This is what I do. This is what this club is all about. And you were watching some pretty interesting things before you started to feel unwell. Yeah. So it's normal to be a little interested in what was going on. Did you get to see a lot of the show or shows before you came in here? Yeah? Which ones? Oh yeah, they're fantastic. Those two together are pure fire. Anytime I can put them together for a scene, I do. Did you see anything you liked? Well, the look on your face when you talk about it tells me that you did. So, which ones did you like? I've heard it all, believe me. Like I said, I've been doing this a long time. And I find that you get more comfortable with what you're seeing if you talk about it and if you process it as just part of a conversation than if you try to keep it in your head and think about it later and that leads to other things, and yeah. We're very open about sex here, obviously. I mean, it's a sex club. People come here to watch the shows and even sometimes to hook up themselves. So we're open about this stuff. I'm guessing it's not your jam. Bachelorette party. Yeah, we get a lot of those. We do. So, I'll ask again, what did you like? Well, I can tell you they were having a great time. That particular scene is a popular one where the performer is made to orgasm over and over and over and beg for it. And usually by the end of the night, she's one of my most popular performers. Oh, she's totally having a great time. Yeah. Yeah. She always tells me it's better than going to the gym because it's such a workout. No? You weren't aware that that was a thing? Well, I guess that could be a little shocking. To go into a room and see a woman basically tied to a bed with a vibrator on her parts. I'm trying not to be crude because I don't think you're comfortable with that, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Yeah, no. Forced orgasms, bondage, things like that are all pretty common around here and very well received. You didn't know that that was something people do? Really? And now you do. How do you feel about it? Like I said, don't be embarrassed. You've never thought about it? Well, now that you know it's a thing, would you like to try it? Mm-hmm. Why not? Why couldn't you do that? Well, you haven't done it before, so no, you wouldn't necessarily know exactly what to do, but if your partner was experienced and understood how to make it the most pleasurable experience possible, that wouldn't matter as much. It wouldn't affect your experience as much. Mm-hmm. And I just so happen to be very good at that, having been here a while, and I come up with all the concepts for the shows. So, yeah. Would you like to try it? Nothing leaves this room. Discretion is key. So if you want to, I can help you with that. And then you can go back to your friends and enjoy the rest of the show. Yeah? Good. Yeah, you want to have orgasms like you were seeing them have. Now you're getting into it, telling me you're already wet. Well, okay. All right. If that's what you want to do, take off all your clothes. Mm-hmm. Everything. I want you to get completely naked. Well, I'm just taking off my professional attire to my other professional attire underneath. Do you like what you see? Yeah, the leather is nice. It accentuates the proper things. Okay. Relax. This is going to be fun. But if at any time you're uncomfortable or it's too much, just say stop and it stops. Okay? Well, it's always important to establish that up front so that everybody's on the same page. Good. Now get on your hands and knees on the couch. Mm-hmm. Knees on the couch itself, arms over the back with your ass sticking out. Now. Mm-hmm. Oh, you are wet. I can see it. Spread your legs. Good. I just run my hand over this pussy. Even rubbing my palm over you, you're very wet. Like I said, I come up with all the ideas for the shows, so one of my favorite things is to figure out how to make my girls scream and beg and come. Well, thank you. I like to think I'm good at it. You're already pushing back onto my hand. I don't think it's going to be too difficult to make you come. Over and over and over. You're already trembling. Let's just see how tight you are. Do you like my finger in you? Yeah? Really? It's sexy that you can't see what I'm doing. Good. Keep looking forward. Hold on to the back of the couch. Arch your back a little. There you go. Good. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of pressure, nice slow movements at first, just warm you up. I think you need more than this. Just take my other hand and there's your clit, nice and swollen. That's it. Whimper. Nobody will hear you. Mm-mm. Given what goes on in these rooms, they're all sound treated. How are you feeling? Well, aroused is a good thing. It is. It's very sexy. You're naked. My finger in your pussy. My hand on your clit. You're completely at my mercy. All you can do is feel. Feel me moving in and out of you. There you go. I think you need more. A second finger. Feel that. Nice and full. Yes, I'm going faster. Yes, because your pussy's going to come for me. You're right there. I can feel it. The way you're clenching me, the way your hips are moving, the way you're whimpering. Yes, good. Come for me. Come for me. You needed that. No, keep going. It's okay. Very nice. Very nice. Okay. I'm going to take my fingers out. Get on the floor. Well, that was just a warm-up, and I was entirely too nice. So now, we're going to have some real fun, now that your pussy is ready to go. Get on the floor. Hands and knees, with your head on the ground, ass in the air. Good. Very nice. Spread your legs as wide as they will go. Perfect. Now. That is my tongue. One of the best ways to make someone crazy is to lick them. Hold still, and this time, don't make any fucking noise. Absorb it. Feel what my tongue is doing to you. This is what was happening to that girl. She loves having her pussy eaten. If it's not on her agenda, she asks me to add it. And the woman that was eating her pussy gives the best head in the place, except for me. That's right. Nice and quiet. You want to squirm, but you won't. You're doing very well. Yep, That is three fingers. Deep in your pussy. Hold still. I am going fast and I am going deep. Because you're ready to fucking come again. So you're going to do it. Just lick this clit while I fuck you. Don't move. Feel me slamming in and out of you. My fingers pressing on the walls inside you. My tongue running over your clit. My lips surrounding it, sucking gently. A nice contrast to how roughly I'm fucking you. That's it. Come for me. Right now. Good. I'm not gonna stop my fingers. Sensitive, are we? Yeah. Well, you got tighter after your orgasm, so I would imagine so. But you're still flooding my hand. When someone discovers their inner slut, it's a beautiful thing. And I think you're on the verge of doing just that. Embrace it. Embrace your sexuality. Embrace what feels good. You're safe. You're consenting. And your body feels wonderful right now, doesn't it? Good. Take my fingers. Yes, I know. I know how good it feels. Don't move. Okay, hold on. There. I have something else in mind for you. Well, you see, this leather outfit has a little spot here that I can put this toy. I'm going to fuck the living shit out of you right now. Roll over on your back. Good. Pull your legs up. Yeah. Grab behind your knees and pull your legs up and apart. There. Oof, your pussy is a mess. It is. Just slowly. This clit is very sensitive after all. Now I take this wetness and I spread it over the toy. I'm gonna fuck you with your own juices. Hot, right? Okay. Feel me. Feel me pressing up against you. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. You're going to focus only on what you feel, and you're going to stay quiet. Makes it more intense. Lightly moving the tip in. Before I Slam the whole thing deep. I know. It's big. I know it's a stretch. You had 3 fingers in there already. You should be able to take it. I know that's a good pace. Nice and fast. Slamming the whole thing in and out of your pussy. Oh, and this little clit looks so lonely. Maybe my thumb can help with that. No, I don't think that's enough. I think I'm gonna rub it with my whole hand. Fast and hard. Oh, yes. Feel it. You're being fucked. Split open and fucked. Your pussy is taking me. Your poor little clit doesn't stand a chance under my hand. Rough. Fast. Forcing you to feel everything because you can't make noise and you can't move. You just have to lay there. Be a good little slut. Good. Yes. You're biting your lip so hard you're gonna draw blood. Okay. Scream. Scream for me. Don't move, but scream for me. Tell me how much you like what I'm doing to you. Tell me how much you like being forced to come and come and come. Oh. Do it. Do it. Come on me. Come on. Oh, yes. Oh. It's getting harder to thrust. I'll make it work, though. Oh, yes. No, I'm not stopping. You're going to lay there. You're going to fucking take it. And you're going to come again. Oh, you don't think you can. Bullshit. The human body is capable of many wonderful things, and orgasming until we pretty well pass out is one of them. Yes. Come. Your whole world is your pussy right now, and it looks so good spread wide open like this. You are so wet, you're leaking out around my toy. It's a good thing, too. Makes your clit nice and slick. Makes it so that I can keep fucking rubbing it. Good. Oh, yes. You're a good little fuck, aren't you? I like girls who are responsive. The more responsive you are, the harder I'm gonna fuck you. So go ahead, scream, cry, beg. Oh, it's so intense, isn't it? Oh, that little pussy. When it gets to this point, it almost feels like it's too much. And that's the best part. Please, what? What are you begging me for? I'm already going to make you come. Are you begging me to stop? You just have to say the word. But you don't want to, do you? No. You want to feel this. You want to leave here well and truly fucked. Like you've never been fucked before. Just like my girls leave here every night after work. They have such a good time. Sometimes they can't even put their panties on after work because they're so sensitive from everything that's been done to them. And they love it. They crave it. They beg for it. You will too. Now that you've discovered this, I'm sure you'll be back. That's it. keep taking it. Uh-huh. Come. Yes. Oh, yes. Let that pussy explode. Your legs are tensing. It's so good when you're at that point where you don't know if your muscles are going to spasm or what's going to happen. All you know is your pussy needs what's happening to it. So let go. Come for me. Ooh. Are those tears? It's so intense. You're crying.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Ride it out. Ride it out. This one feels like it's a full body experience. Good. Okay. All right. We're going to take it down a couple notches here for you. Just going to play lightly with this pussy. Move very slowly inside you. Let you come down. You look so content right now. Very happy. Stop. Okay. There you go. We're done. Put your legs down. Here. Rub them. Are you okay? Well, that was a pretty intense experience. Here, let me help you up. Sit on the couch. Mm-hmm. There you go. There's the water. Go ahead. Good. Was that what you wanted? Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad. You had a good time. There's Kleenex there if you want to wipe the tears. Don't apologize. It's very intense. Crying is normal. It's a good cry, though. It's like when you happy cry. Mm-hmm. Good. You had a good time. I'm glad. Oh, really? You think this place could be part of your weekend activities from now on? Yeah. Yeah, I think you'd like that too.